It's 21 minutes before the hour 5, and in case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's the station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. Joining me on the line shortly is Father Martin Badenhorst, who is going to be sharing and unpacking for us what the Dominicans will be celebrating this Saturday all the way on the East Rand. Father Martin, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. Great to be back on radio with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Father Martin. And should I be saying happy first day in advance?
Well, I hope you'll be there. We'll be playing on the day.
Okay. I won't answer that in public. Anyway, Father Martin, the Dominicans are celebrating what they're calling a jubilee this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for our listeners who don't understand what a jubilee is, can you tell them, tell us what a jubilee is?
A jubilee is always a year of special grace. And for us, it's an anniversary jubilee, the 100th anniversary of the arrival of the men Dominicans.
Father Martin, your line is a bit bad. You might have to turn a little bit, move a little bit.
Okay. How's this going?
Your mouthpiece.
There we go.
Alright. Maybe two steps forward.
Okay, I'm doing my best.
Two steps forward and one step to the left.
And one step to the left.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. There we are. Alright. You were telling us what a jubilee is.
Yes, a jubilee is a special celebration of grace. And this year, the grace is the 100th anniversary of the arrival of the men Dominicans in South Africa.
The
I just
men.
Want to underline men because some of the women have been here for 150 and more years.
Okay.
The women Dominicans. So in February, actually, of 1917, Father Lawrence Shapkat arrived to take up ministry in Boksburg. And from there, the ministry of the men grew, and he was from the English province and later joined by brothers from the Dutch province who started their own group in the Free State and led to the establishment of the Kroonstad Diocese. So there's a lot to be grateful for. The Bible calls for a special jubilee every 50 years in which God's grace is remembered in a specific way. So we're pulling out all the stops on this 100th, the 2x50 anniversary of the men in South Africa.
Now, what has been the achievement of the Dominican Order in Southern Africa?
The first achievement was that St. Thomas Aquinas's great work, A Summary of Theology, the Summa of Theology, was translated into English for the first time by Father Lawrence Shapkat. His pious says that that was done in the sacristy of Boksburg Church. I also have it on good authority that a lot of it was in the loo of Boksburg Church so they could be left alone and not bothered. But that, I think, is more legend than anything else, but there we are. The further development from the community in Boksburg. Father Lawrence also went to assist the Newcastle sisters in Newcastle because of the Natal, but later then returned to the Gauteng area. And from there, Stellenbosch was established as a house of academic engagement with Africana thought, one of the best known converts of that period was Professor Martin Churchill, Professor of Philosophy at Stellenbosch, but there were others. And also later on for a short while in Portugal, where many of the brothers also studied Afrikaans and Afrikaans literature, especially the Dutch brethren. So that there was quite an intellectual outreach in the beginning. And then when we get to the 60s and 70s, a deeper involvement in society, in bringing grace to a situation of apartheid and division, and they're named like Father Peter Hortop, who spent 6 months in prison, Father Albert Merlin, who wrote many books around the situation and assisted the bishops, Father Bernard Connor, who also assisted the bishops in forming their pastoral program during the time of apartheid. The Dominicans have made a constant contribution over 100 years, academically and pastorally and socially, in South Africa.
The Dominicans were very instrumental in the training of the local clergy in the country.
Yes, they helped establish, at that time, it was only possible to have black clergy educated separately from white clergy. That was part of the sadness of the apartheid. And the Dominicans were the great movers in getting that seminary established for the building up of the local church. First at Pevensey and then later moving to Hammanskraal, the old St. Peter's Seminary. And with our political freedom, the seminaries, of course, were immediately amalgamated. And St. John Vianney now serves the whole South African church to a great extent.
What do you think the Dominican brand represents and communicates?
The search for truth. And the search for truth is not a search for an academic truth out there somewhere, but rather the search for the truth of how God is working in the heart.
You are breaking.
The minds of people, it's Father revealing it rather than explaining truth.
Martin, your line is becoming bad.
Okay.
Two steps behind.
I must do my little jump to the left.
Yes.
The right. Here we do the time warp again. There
yes.
We go. How's that?
Not good enough. Let's try go further back.
I'm going back to the front, somewhere where the signal can be stronger through the window.
Okay.
Close it against the traffic. How's that one?
All right. Now, what does the future hold for the Dominicans in Southern Africa?
Well, this is a great joy. At the moment, we are expanding into all the countries of Southern Africa through the many vocations like yourself that we receive from beyond the political borders of South Africa. And so there's a blossoming, a moving out, a joining up with the Ministry of the Sisters of Ghana, Egypt, Netherlands, Zimbabwe and Zambia, a possibility of greater cooperation with the brothers in Angola so that, in fact, the whole SADC region can experience the ministry of the men Dominican.
What is the legacy that Dominic left to the order and the legacy that is that has managed to be kept alive here in Southern Africa?
Listening to where the presence of God manifests himself in people and in events, Dominic could read the signs of the times, and the signs are the signs of God's kingdom blossoming in our midst, and also the tremendous respect for women because we are a Dominican family, and the cooperation with the spirituality and ministry of women, which is so important to us as Dominicans.
So, Father Martin, we see you this Saturday.
I'm there this Saturday, yes.
Thank you very much. That was Father Martin Badenhorst, who is speaking to us all the way from Peter Marysburg, and he is just weighing in on what the significance of the Jubilee has for the Dominicans here in Southern Africa. Father Martin, have a good afternoon, and thank you very much for always responding to our call when we shout upon you.
Thank you.